it coming in the air.
Yeah.
And the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who gon' run this town.
Hello, and welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show, and we're here today with James. He's back.
Welcome back, James.
Thank you. It's so good to be back.
It's been
always a pleasure to be here.
I know, man. I think we have a really good time when you're on the show, too, so we always must have you back, no matter what. Either from you're in another state, or we'll try to phone you in.
Phone home.
When was the last time I was on the show? I know it's been like,
quite a while.
It's been since,
like maybe June.
It's been since almost like the beginning of July. It almost feels like,
yeah.
Cause I remember we played some music, had a little wine, a little fireplace action.
Which, that's right. I think it was like the 4th of July special or something. Yeah, like we had. Yeah. Right.
That was some good times. I don't know what. Yeah, a lot of stuff has happened since then. I guess.
Oh man, a lot of stuff has happened.
I mean, I've been a whole entire summer is gone. Officially, I think the summer is gone. I forget what day we're at, but basically we're at the. Maybe we're in the 20th, September something, 20 something.
Actually, technically, I think the 22nd is the start of fall.
And
so this
is
that's
today.
Like, we're like borderline, you know, but technically the summer's over. I mean,
summer's over, damn it.
School's in session, all the pools are closed. That's when you know summer's over. And also, SummerSlam already happened.
Yeah, that SummerSlam usually marks the end of summer for me, James. I don't know about you.
When is SummerSlam?
It's like at the end of August.
Who cares?
Did you have a good summer, my friend?
Man, I had a terrible summer. No,
again?
Well,
another one? You weren't even away for this one, dude.
Well, you know what? It was good, but I feel that it could have been better.
Did you have to battle some killer bees like I had to in my studio?
No, I didn't have to battle any bees.
You missed that, right? Did you miss while I was here and I had to in the studio, there was a whole bunch of bees that got in.
Yeah.
And I was, like, really afraid to go to my computer because I was, like, always bees going into, like, the light and stuff like that. That's horrifying, man. And, like, sometimes bees would do that thing where, like, you'd hit them, right? And you'd think they're dead. And you're like, oh, cool, I'm going to pick it up with the tissue paper. And then you get it, and it's like, I'm like, what the? That's scary moments,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it sucks.
Battle of the bees. Yeah.
But I feel since the weather is a little bit cooler now that they're gone away. They're not really in the studio today. Studio is bee-free. Bee-free studio.
Nice. For now.
For now.
We still never found out where they came from.
They came from hell. That's where they came from, man.
And actually, James is drinking the perfect attraction.
What are you drinking? What's your sponsor today?
Today I have Mountain Dew Voltage. Charged with raspberry citrus flavor and ginseng.
It looks like a blue Listerine.
It's delicious.
With some bubbles in it.
Now, if you were to describe the Mountain Dew taste, like the original Mountain Dew taste, and you can't just say it tastes like the dew from a mountain.
Do you remember we did that taste test?
Yeah, we did do that taste test a couple episodes ago.
What, the dew?
Well, yeah, no, we did the Sprite versus 7-Up.
Oh, yeah. Sprite. Yeah, we should do some more taste tests. That was interesting.
Thinking about it now, I found it very weird that I had both Sprite and 7-Up in the house. To test it on.
No, see, Sprite, I'm serious, I can taste the difference. Sprite has a little bit more lemon flavor. Sprite?
I thought it was lime.
Well, lemon-lime, that type of flavor.
A little more than lime.
A little more lime than lemon?
Yeah. there's a slight difference. It's very slight.
Now, with Mountain Dew, what is the taste of Mountain Dew, James? If you can describe it. You must be, you're the veteran. You're right now, you're a scientific, you're a specialist, if you say in the Mountain Dew taste.
Add it to your resume.
That's right. Your palate for Mountain Dew is more advanced than the average bear. So, what is the normal Mountain Dew taste and compare this to the Voltage?
Man, I don't know. It's just dew. It's delicious. It's refreshing.
What is dew? How do you do the dew?
All the bees are listening right now. They want to know about it.
Have you ever heard
they love the sugar?
The Doo Doo Time Spectacular?
No, what is that?
It's on DC 101.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, tell me what that is.
That guy that does drive time, afternoon drive.
Yeah, Roach.
Yeah, Roach.
Oh, I think I've seen Roach at Fair Oaks Mall before.
Is he black?
No, he's white.
Yeah, he's half black.
Somebody was telling me he's
half
black.
Half black, half white.
But he sounds like a white guy.
Yeah, he sounds definitely white. And at 5:30, I think it's 5:30, right? Every
day.
He plays an old song that's like old school, but hasn't been played in a while on the radio.
Yeah. like a song that really rocks.
I don't know,
people forgot about.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think I've listened to that before. And are people supposed to call in?
Yeah.
And say like that's Warren G or something like that.
Well, people will call in.
I guess they won't say
people
Warren
call
G.
in to like request.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
They don't have to guess what it is.
Then he makes fun of them when they request something gay.
when the way he intros.
Hi, this is Roach. How does Roach sound like again? I'm not really.
He just kind of sounds. He's kind of like Tom Morello, like a white black guy.
Oh, so hi. Oh, hey, that's just that's just my normal voice.
But when he introduces the songs, he like yells real loud, right, James? He's like doo doo da.
Yeah, he screams it.
I'm spectacular. I can't even do
and
it.
Then
but
the song starts.
He does it for like a whole minute to introduce it, but he's like ah.
Do you think that we put on a different radio voice from our real life voice?
I don't know, because I don't really like the way I sound on the radio, so I hope it's different from real life.
Well, how do you picture your, oh, not picture, but how do you hear yourself in your own head?
I don't know.
Does it sound cooler or does it sound worse than what we have now?
I don't know.
All right, just before.
So what were you getting to with the Doo Doo Time
Spectacular?
Oh, no,
you
I was
brought
just,
it up. I didn't know what it.
I don't know. We were talking about Doo. Oh, he was trying to get Doo to sponsor it or something, but they didn't want to do it.
I mean, it would make perfect sense for that to sponsor.
Yeah.
Just before we get any farther, Carolyn has some updates for the tour.
Oh, yes. Let me look for the tour here.
So,
what tour are we talking about here?
We are on the Curl Studio Carnival Tour, actually. And we are now technically
our next date?
Our fourth date of this week, of this
Small
tour.
Pressed Expo. Blah, blah,
Small
blah.
Pressed?
Small Press Expo, SPX.
That is this weekend.
September 26th and 27th. And it's in Bethesda, Maryland, so it's close by for all you DC locals.
You can come say hi to us, and you know you might see James there. You can
give James and then in October 10th and 11th, we have Baltimore Comic Con. Woo!
And for you people who like doing comics, 24-hour comic book day is at the beginning of October, too, so you guys can try to draw for what is the contest? How does that go again?
24-hour comic book day. How do I describe? Well, imagine 24 full hours of being awake, and you have to do 24 pages in 24 hours, which really breaks down to one page an hour. It seems like possible, but then when you do it, it's hard. But it is possible. I mean, we completed it last year.
I see, James, you want to say something.
No, I'm good.
But it's
I'm listening.
Like in your head, you're like, oh, I could do a page an hour, you know, that type of thinking. But when you're actually doing it, it's really. It's difficult.
It actually seems like forever since the last one. Not forever, seems like yesterday, my fault.
It seems
like yesterday.
It seems like we've just been staying up for 24-hour comic book day the whole year.
But basically, yes, this weekend, as you hear this show, is going to be Small Press Expo in Bethesda. Come meet us. We will talk and we will buy and we will do and we will do whatever you want. September 26, 27, 2009. Be there.
Yes.
Bethesda. Where is it located?
It's at the Marriott Bethesda North.
At the Marriott Bethesda North.
It's right next to the Metro.
Ah, Metro Access.
That's right, Metro Access.
Yes, Metro Accessible.
I think that's the best thing, man. No one's going to go to anywhere these days if it's hard to get to, right?
Yep.
It's true.
It's pretty crucial. I remember when we used to go to MCI Center to see Starcade every December.
Yes.
We all take the Metro, man.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. If it's it was weird. Like, growing up, I never took the Metro until, like, I didn't even know, like, DC had a Metro. To come to think about it, I didn't even know DC had a Metro until we started going in there to go to the wrestling shows.
Well, that's the only reason we ever went, right?
Was to use the Metro.
For, like, the Verizon Center.
Yeah, that's
and there's
it.
Nothing else in DC worth going to.
And before,
except for Ben's Chili Bowl.
But no. I didn't even know that even existed at that point. All I knew that existed in DC, or even for me to leave this area, was they had the Capitol Center, and I saw a lot of wrestling shows over there at the Capitol Center.
That's not even in DC though, isn't it? In Maryland?
It's not, but you know, it's some
the US Air Arena.
Oh yeah.
US Air Arena. The Capitol Center, US Air Arena.
There's barely, you have to drive to get there anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's it. Then once there's the Metro came in.
I still
like,
call the Verizon Center the MCI Center.
Yeah, so do I.
I mean, all these things are starting to change.
Well, I think I got it right this time.
Wait, what did I call it? MCI? Verizon?
No, it's supposed to be the Verizon Center. That's what it currently is. But I guess maybe like 5-6 years ago, it used to be MCI Center.
Is MCI even around anymore?
No, MCI is not around anymore, is it?
Oh.
That's a phone company, right?
Yeah, something like that. They're all the same. They're all probably owned by Disney.
Damn it. Everything's owned by Disney, and Carolyn owns Disney.
Speaking of the DC area, we just got back from Pittsburgh Comic Con recently.
That's right.
And a couple people that I went, you know, I was going around trying to check out other people's booths, seeing what's up with them. And whenever I would say I was from DC area, half the time my response was usually negative from that.
What, like, oh my God, you're from the DC area?
They're like, yeah, I've been to DC once. That, you know, just that area is so cold and like
so cold.
No, but like cold as in the people
compared to Pittsburgh.
As in the people interactions. Like,
oh, okay.
Like,
yeah, well, that makes sense.
Like, no, they just said like just the people there and their attitude and like blah 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 and. You know, like, I can understand that.
It makes sense.
Well, where are they from, those people?
The, like, Pennsylvania area.
Well, come on.
Come on now.
I guess, like, their way of living is a lot more slower paced. I mean, my brother, he went to Tennessee. He went to Tennessee for college, and he, like, always describes to me how their people are just, like, a lot more chill and, like, a lot more willing to, like, hold a door open for you and such like that.
Now, James, you've been outside of the country, outside of the state, probably
you've
10 times.
You've been outside the state.
You've been outside this our world.
You've
more than
world.
More than I have, more than Carolyn has. How would you describe the comparison between like our area and say, you know, name another place that you've been, like what, Florida or
man,
San Diego or what?
I've been all over the country. Actually, I've been
like, you traveled the world,
I've
man.
I've been the West Coast, East Coast, South, Deep South. Southwest. What else is that? The North.
Northwest. Midwest.
You know, many,
I haven't been in the Midwest.
How many states
really.
Have you been to?
I don't even know. I'd have to write it down.
Have you been to Canada?
No, I've never been to Canada. But I'll tell you,
Mexico. You've been to Mexico.
I found
or New
that,
Mexico, right?
Yeah, I've been to New Mexico and Arizona and all that down there. Never. I think I flew through Houston, but that doesn't count for Texas. You know.
Yeah, you're like, I saw it from the sky.
That's the only time I've seen Texas, but you know, I found that. Everywhere is pretty much the same anywhere you go in the country. It's just, you know, the people might talk a little bit different.
Yeah, because there's just like Walmarts everywhere.
People might have a little different attitudes, but yeah.
So that wasn't really like...
It was Walmart and Best Buy and yeah. It borders
it's
everywhere.
It's the same thing because when we got to,
that's it. That really
when we
is
got
it.
To Pittsburgh...
Walmart, Best Buy, borders. That's,
yeah.
That's the...
Like
that's
when we get to Pittsburgh,
the New World Order right
it's like,
there.
That's what I saw. I'm like, but instead they didn't have... I didn't see a Walmart there, but I saw like a Kmart and a Best Buy and a Borders. And I was like, oh, here we are.
Where?
In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so, you know, I'm just like, oh, there's their. I was like, there's the Best Buy. Like, it's like you just see the signage.
Who really did go out of our way trying not to go to those places,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, the best thing was, I was like telling Joe, even when we ate in a restaurant, I was like, I want to eat at like local mom and pop joints. I don't want to eat at like, because if we're going to go to like some special city that we've never been to, I'm not going to go eat at Olive Garden. Even though I really like Olive Garden, but like, you know. I was like, we can eat there, like, at home. So,
right. Yeah, exactly.
So do you think that, you know, you say that, like, everyone acts the same, pretty much.
No.
By the way, your volume level's on number 4, not number 3 this time. I forgot to plug it in, my fault.
Who, me?
Or no, yours, number 4, whatever that is.
I'm having trouble hearing out of my left side, actually.
How's that?
We are having technical difficulties.
Wait.
Are you Justin, man? It's close
to
you.
Oh, man, I don't...
It's close to you.
James doesn't want to break it.
I'm not the technical... technical
here, what
dude,
if I just,
expert or whatever.
What if I pull it out and put it back in? Is it... You can't...
Said.
You can't hear...
Wait, can you hear me?
Please stand by.
No, I'm taking...
I can't hear myself
anymore.
Here,
having technical difficulties.
What, can you hear it now? Now do you hear it?
Yeah.
Can you hear out of both? No?
I don't know.
Yes, no?
Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, I could give you the other headphones, but
no.
Has a sticky head factor.
Yeah, it leaves black marks on your ear.
No, I don't want that.
This is like the trick headphones we always put the new people on.
Great. Now that's what you've been using for me?
No, it was after that.
Oh, sure.
Damn it.
Well, can you hear out of both ears now?
Oh, you just made it worse.
Oh.
just leave it.
Here, you touch
it's
it.
It's fine.
Touch
I can
it,
hear
man.
My...
Just touch it, dude. Touch it. You can find out. You can find out yourself. Just touch it.
Hold on. It's getting all fuzzy on me now.
Oh.
Damn it. I can't hear it.
Oh.
Wait.
What?
Wait. There, I'm going to have to hold it.
No, you're not.
Oh, perfect. Here we go. All right.
This is like one of those old school like Nintendos or something where they blow inside of it and just get the perfect
sound. I used to smack the crap out of my Nintendo, man.
How does that make anything better? Like, I never understood like the early Nintendos where you blow in it. What the hell is that supposed to do, really? It's
supposed to blow all the dust out of it.
Yeah, the dust.
You put all your spit and shit. It's like that's going to make it any better.
I remember doing that for my brother's Game Boy. Just blowing
it. The answer is just to blow it.
We did surgery on our Nintendo one time. Like, we took the whole thing apart. And inside we found like Fritos, like chips, and like fingernails and crap.
<That's gross.
laughs> All sorts of randoms. Like little pellets from those pellet guns. Remember those little yellow pellets?
Yeah, dude.
Inside the machine.
I always like...
There were whole chips in there.
I was always entertained by whenever like the game, like early Nintendo games or Genesis games would mess up and they get all pixelated and turn in your, like, they all like, the body's shape all different and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like sometimes you play the whole entire game like that. You know what I mean? You're just like, I just want to wait it out. Just wait it out as it glitches all the way, but I'm getting like these cheap moves and shit like that.
Oh, damn it.
And then like it ends up freezing and you're like, fuck.
I still want to play Echo the Dolphin. I never played it
yet. You never played that?
No, but I've always wanted to, like ever since I was younger.
That's like one of the top tier games of early Genesis too, wasn't it?
Because I never had Genesis, but I always, you know, I liked the Dolphin, so I was like, I want to play with that.
And that
then,
was,
like, I never have been able to.
And that was a Sega exclusive game too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because we always had Nintendo.
So what were you, James? Were you a Sega or a Nintendo guy, if you were to choose sides?
I had NES, and then I got Genesis, and I never had a Super NES.
So which one would you choose if you had to? Which one was? Yeah, Dreamcast.
I didn't have a Dreamcast.
Yeah, you do. I saw you had Dreamcast.
My brother had a Dreamcast.
No, that was my brother's.
Oh, okay, my fault.
But he only had it for a little while. He bought it from some guy, and the guy gave him like, he had like every single game for Dreamcast burned on
a disc,
like blank discs. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Like every single game.
Did Echo the Dolphin ever come out on Dreamcast?
Hell yeah,
did. It did.
Yeah,
shoot,
like
that means I could have played it.
You could have played Echo the Dolphin. I don't even know what you do in Echo the Dolphin.
Didn't my brother have Dreamcast? I think he did.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, this is like a deprived childhood.
I can't have a Nintendo or I can't have a Dreamcast. Dreamcast was expensive back in the day. Too bad it lasted like 10 months and it was gone.
Yeah, that was the sad thing about it. And then he also had Super Nintendo, and I remember playing Mario Paint was like the best game.
Like, really, like, ever since the advancement of all these video games now, like, you ever go to an arcade?
No. Like,
arcades are dead.
Remember we went to Time Out that day and we're looking at those machines they were selling?
Yeah.
Like, Time Crisis and all that, they were selling it for, like, $1,100?
Yeah.
Should have bought it.
Should have had that. I had that pocket money in my hand right there. I'm, like, laid down.
Got a credit card?
Credit card, man. You guys take charge. That's the one thing I always found is, like, very, I don't know, very impressive in a way. Whenever I go to the conventions and you can buy stuff, some of them take credit card. That blows my mind.
It's the high end.
They like
what kind of stuff are you talking about?
Just you know, like just the fact that, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just overselling it a little bit, but for the fact that people are taking credit card at like a convention.
It's
the modern age, man.
The craft people had that. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but at Crafts and Kisses, like the really expensive crafts.
Oh yeah, that's true.
They had their credit card signs up.
I mean, that's pretty cool. Now I'm sounding all old fashioned.
You're like,
so that's good. How I,
cash
that's how I should.
Only, cash
there's gonna be people.
Only.
There's gonna be people out there like now, like looking down. This guy doesn't understand credit cards. He doesn't know what it is. Doesn't even know how to do him. Control his own message board.
You have a message board?
Yeah, man. We have a message board.
Damn it.
It's like one of those things you can press, like, leave
people,
a reply. Or
all these people are talking trash about you in the message board, James.
What, me?
No, I was playing.
Oh man. I'm gonna have to whoop
that ass on the message board again, dude.
So what else have you been up to since June or July or since we last talked?
I went down to Florida for a couple days. I guess like the beginning of last month.
I haven't been to Florida since I was like a little kid. I've been to Epcot Center.
Well, I was down like on the west coast of Florida, on the like southwest Florida.
What's that?
By like Fort Myers and all. Man, it's a lot different than the east coast. It's just like it's all old people, like retirees. And
is that all the people that are in Florida?
It's real laid back.
Is that like the,
yeah,
the clientele?
Aren't like
Florida?
Half of them are
like,
retired.
Yeah, you got old people and you got Cubans and you have
young gay men.
Yeah, and you get fags and
they're on the south.
Are they two? Are those two different types of people?
You got
fags
all the
and young gay men.
All the Girls Gone Wild and.
But the Girls Gone Wild,
I don't think
live there. They're just there for party.
Well, yeah, they're there
part of the year. Spring break or summer vacation or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sororities.
Yeah, Florida's a very diverse state.
Yeah.
Old, young, gay, straight. Got it all.
Rednecks.
Rednecks, sororities.
I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of everywhere, though.
Yeah. Yes, anyway, that was a good trip.
I mean, that's one of the things really I haven't been to like in a long time is a beach. The last beach I went to was at Coney Island, I believe. Was it? Was that the last beach I went to, Coney Island?
Yeah.
I'm not really like a beach person. I don't really look
Coney
like I'm
Island
a beach person.
Coney Island is like, I guess, technically a beach, but we went, when did we go there? That was like in...
That's February.
February.
For New
it's
York
like
Comic Con.
Yeah.
That's become my vacation, James,
no, wait,
is going
it
out on these
No, because we went the first time there. That was like in the fall, right?
Huh?
Like, the first time in New York was not... Was that in February or was it in the fall?
It was...
Like, it was October or something.
Oh, then that was still the last time I went.
Yeah. But it was the first time we were in New York Comic Con. We went to Coney Island.
No, but I'm talking about the last time I went.
Yeah. It was in October or something like that, or September.
What, for New York Comic Con? That was in February.
Yeah, this past year, but not the previous year before it.
No, what I'm talking about was the last time I went to the beach, not the first time I went.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that was.
It's all good.
This summer went by real fast.
It's
Joe!
What? Oh, it's a picture. It's a picture of Mick Foley.
Oh. I thought it was like a giant bee attack.
Mick Foley, check out the guns.
Oh, that was you.
Oh man, that was the best. Man. Dude, remember the McDonald's bag the other day?
The McDonald's? Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't the other day. That was two months ago.
That was almost 3 months ago, dude.
Good, man. That was awesome.
Whoa. You got to rewind, man. You got to take it back for the people. Now, we're going to try to stretch this McDonald's story as far as we can go because it's fucking hilarious to shit. I don't know if it's hilarious to the rest of the world, but it's hilarious to us. How's it start out, sir? We're basically what? It starts out like this. I'm like, does it start like, hey, Joe, do you want to go to Guitar Center? And I'm all like, Guitar Center like closes like in 15 minutes. And you're like, think we can make it? And they're like, yeah.
And well, like, actually, was you got to rewind a little further than that.
Rewind further than that? All right, let's take it back.
All right. Like a week before this, I go to McDonald's and I get some food. And I eat the food. And I've got the bag, like... in the floor, you know, the cab of my truck for like a week.
I forgot it starts like that.
All right.
So basically, you had a McDonald's bag just chilling in the back of your trunk, your open trunk of your car.
No. In the front seat.
In the front.
But in the cab, but on the floor, passenger side. No, it was. I consumed the food.
All right, hold on.
It was just empty wrappers. Right.
Let's start from the beginning. You went to McDonald's. You ate. What did you eat?
I think it was like a McChicken and a large fry, like a McDouble.
Large fry.
And you know, and a Coke or something.
All right. So then, you ate that in the car.
Large fry. All right, so anyway.
Then you ate that. Yeah, and you left it because you like to leave trash in your car.
I probably ate it on the way to work or something.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I'm a busy man. Sometimes I don't have time to throw my trash out.
I got a little bit of trash in my car, too. It's all right. Yeah.
It's not like it was stinking up the truck or anything. Was it?
No, it wasn't. It was all right, man. It was all right.
So anyway, it's in there for a week. And, you know, I call you up, Joe, and say, yeah, you want to go to Guitar Center? What was I looking to get a guitar?
Looking to get a guitar.
Or was I looking at the keyboards?
Probably guitar. At this time, it was guitar.
Yeah, that's right. This is before about
that the
guitar.
That was your birthday.
Was it?
I don't know.
End of July. Could have been.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right, so anyway, I go over to your house and, you know, I come in and we come back out. We're getting in the truck and say, there's a McDonald's bag on my floor.
I'm like, there's a McDonald's bag here. What are you
I'm like,
kidding?
Well, I could walk over to your trash can and throw it out or I can just toss it in the back. So I just took it and tossed out the window and it lands in the back in the bed of my truck.
Yeah.
And it's back there. Usually I do that and it doesn't go anywhere. Anyway, so
I asked you that specifically, dude. I was like, are you sure it's not going to fly out anywhere? You can just throw it in the trash right now. And you're like, no, it's cool. I do it all the time.
But I guess it wasn't secured properly. You know, the bag wasn't folded up, you know? So, anyway, we get in the parkway and we start flying down the road. And we're going up a slight uphill and with the slight, you know, right hand.
Slight
uphill and to the right a little bit. You know, like, road's curving a little bit going up, and I look in the rearview mirror, and there's a cup flies out. That's the first thing they go, because that was the last thing I put in the bag.
Oh.
The next, it goes out a piece at a time, you know, and then the next was, like, the fry container, and then the wrappers.
I'm like, what?
So basically you were littering.
No, I didn't litter. It was in my truck. It just,
that's right.
The wind blew it out.
Coincidental, you know what I mean?
Well, I think the wrapper stayed in there. Something stayed in there because it was enough. Because when the bag finally flew out itself, it landed. It got stuck under somebody's truck. Or under the rear bumper of somebody's car.
That was the hilarious part. Yeah. It's like we're like, oh crap, the exhaust is all your trash. And then like, you know, like we're still like, all right, that sucks. And then like 5 minutes later, like a car passes us by. And like the bag is stuck underneath the car.
It's like hooked to the trailer hitch or something.
It's like the equivalent if somebody leaves the bathroom and has toilet paper on their leg.
It is, yes, but it's awesome. but it's like toilet paper that we've dropped.
Yeah, that you, you've created.
We created. Got projected, and we finally see that 10 minutes later on someone else. I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah, because it was minutes later when we saw it again. It's like it had tumbled down the road, like tumbleweed or something.
Man, that's one thing that I feel that I've eaten a lot in this past week is a lot of fast food.
Oh, man.
And it's sort of like it sucks because, you know, when you travel a lot and you do that, that's the only thing that, you know, people are all in a rush. We got to get to this location real fast. What can we eat? Let's go eat that real quick. And then you pay for it like 2 minutes later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you eat a lot of fast food? Is that how it happens to you?
I try not to anymore. I used to eat a lot, but I mean, now I get more like Subway and stuff,
yeah,
and Quiznos than I do Mickey D's, but you know, sometimes I'm in a rush, like you said.
I mean, I should have known too, because like I've had like this history, like for just whenever I've eaten any type of food, fast food, whether it be breakfast food from McDonald's or anything, really from just anything from McDonald's, I can like pinpoint the minutes in which it will start to hurt my stomach and I'd have to release that.
Release that.
It's just one of those things where you have nothing else to eat but this McDonald's. I think that's how McDonald's gets you. They get you by the numbers, man.
It just, the fries smell so good on the outside.
No, but this is like, yeah, it's like that, and you have the breakfast. Like even at the Pittsburgh Comic Con, like I didn't want to eat any fast food or anything like that. I wanted to keep it clean. I wanted to keep it good for America and all that. And then I was excited because, you know, they were like, they're handing out lunch. And so they're like, what do you want? Do you want chicken or cheeseburger? And I looked down, I was like, and it's McDonald's. I'm like, oh, man.
And then
I got nothing else to eat.
It's like you can't really pass up a free sandwich either. So it's like, you got to eat McDonald's.
Yeah. At least it's not like you're wasting your money on it or anything.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but I mean, even if somebody would give me free McDonald's,
but
like,
those are just
day,
a dollar anyway.
I know, but still, it's
at least
like,
they could have changed it up. They could have gone to Wendy's and got their double stack.
Double stack.
That would be the same equivalent, technically, though, even if they brought us Wendy's food.
Well, there's just something that does not make my... I do like McDonald's breakfast.
But McDonald's was their sponsor, so at least they, like,
that's true.
Sponsored
so they,
the con.
You gotta support the sponsor. It's so really important to support the sponsor.
But, you know, I'm just saying, like, but here's the scenario. Yeah. If... Like, let's just say, what if somebody out there were to be like, Carolyn, I will provide you a free lunch every day, and it just happened to be McDonald's? Like, I don't think, at least for the first year, I don't think I could pass up the free McDonald's
every single day?
Yeah, for lunch. I think I could handle it.
I think I might die.
It might get old after a while,
The same sandwich? Is there, James, one food that you can eat every single day? That'll be the question now.
But I'm going on the free part,
Mickey
though.
Oh, for free. If it's
no,
free.
No, but I'm saying, somebody offers, like, you know, for at the convention, like, you know, those 2 days, they were like, here's your lunch, and it just happened to be, like, I could not pass up a free, like, sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, so. I could eat the McChickens.
The McChicken?
I could eat, like, a million of those.
But see, like, here's the thing. It's like, when we're at the convention, and we got the McChicken, it'll probably be, like, 45 minutes till I've eaten that McChicken. And
like
by that
after
time,
it's made?
Yeah, or yeah. I don't even know if it's after it's made. It's probably, it's already been, they go around every table with a bag and a cart. And they, you know, so it's probably been sitting there already. It's been smushed with the other sandwiches.
But also, like, I'm not, you know, I see your point, but
I'm not dogging free food, but I'm looking out for myself, man.
That's the most food I've ever got at convention. Because sometimes a lot of the organizers do not provide food, so that's the first time like I've actually received more than like a bag of chips.
So when you were over in the military, James, what type of food did they give you, man? Boy, did you have? But you had to carry your own food too, right?
Didn't you have like a food stamps or something that you had to like pay for your food?
Wait, what are we talking about?
In the military,
like in the U.S. or overseas?
Overseas.
No,
we had to go
well over there.
Huh?
We ate pretty well over there.
You ate pretty well?
We had a chow there, yeah. Civilians cooking us. These little Ethiopians and whatever.
Ethiopians? What?
Yeah, they had like
I've
Africans
heard that
and all sorts
good.
Of... People from all over the world working there. People didn't speak English.
I'm assuming Ethiopians are Africans.
They'd be like, give me some noodles and some Swedish meatballs. And they would give you like a freaking chicken cordon bleu. Like, God damn, it's meatballs, God damn it. Then they would look at you like, if you yell at them, they just look at you with a blank stare.
They're afraid.
And then
they
keep like,
them.
They just keep giving you the plate and like forget it, man.
What about when you were out in the field, though? Did you have...
Oh, yeah. So, when we were out for a couple of days, we had to bring MREs with us.
Yeah, what did you usually have with that? What was your normal meal?
MREs? That's like a bag of with crap, like, packaged food in it. They're nasty.
That's just straight up nasty? Do you have any left over?
No, they're not that bad. No, yeah, I do. I took some. My last drill I went to.
I always wondered how it would be to eat that. I don't think I've had that before.
It's really not worth it.
It's not worth it? Are you supposed to add water? Or is that just space food where you add water?
You don't have to add water. Yeah, that's astronauts and it's not freeze-dried.
We went to Borders today. Just, you know, randomly have to, like, you know, just walk around sometimes. And they always have these books, like their bargain books, like all for sale. And for some reason, all the, at least majority of the bargain books are like these giant-sized books.
Yeah, they're like large format, like a poster.
Oh, you mean that little room before you actually go into the store?
And there's that, and there's also like right in front of the cash register section.
Oh.
And.
But the books are huge. Have you ever seen them?
Oh, that.
They're like the size of little people.
Thinking
of
your. What? That big?
Yeah,
it's huge.
They're that big.
Yeah, they are.
The pages. Size of little people.
Yeah. It'd be hard as hell to turn those pages.
No, right? God, can't have a book the size of little people.
Seriously, did you see? They always have books about like space and dinosaurs.
That's what I was
huge.
Looking at. That's what I was saying. Like about the space is like.
Space.
I think people are losing touch with going outer space, man. I don't think people want to go to outer space anymore.
I'd go.
I want to go to outer space. Where would you go if you went to outer space? What was the first place you go to?
I don't know. Do you think it's all dark in space?
It's dark, it's dark as fuck, dude.
But, I mean, think about it. If it's light here on Earth, when the sun's shining on us,
yeah.
Why wouldn't it be light with all those stars and suns and everything out there?
I mean, you'd probably see some stars here and there, but
I bet
it would be really dark.
I bet when it's dark, it's dark.
It's like,
you know what I mean?
Dark.
Like, because, you know, say you're on the opposite side of the... say if you're on the dark side of a planet or a location, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably pretty cold, too.
Yeah, it's probably freaking freezing. And
what
you're surrounded by
like
darkness.
What about also, like, at the bottom of the ocean?
See, those are probably two of the scariest places. The bottom of the ocean, yeah, like, the darkest part of the ocean, and, like, Deep Space Nine.
I think I'd rather be in Deep Space Nine.
You want to be in Deep Space Nine? Yeah. How would one person become... I would like to. That'd be nice, but I bet it's expensive. Lance Bass was trying to go in space, but he didn't make it.
Lance Bass? Oh, whatever happened to that? He wasn't even going to pay like $25 million
to
go or something?
But it didn't happen.
He was going to go with the Russians, though.
Yeah.
Well, Russians. Buy off the Russians?
I don't know what happened with that.
Mother Russia.
It just kind of died off.
See, that's one thing I think people need to start doing is going to outer space,
maybe,
man. We're already ruining this planet. We got to go to the next one to ruin.
Maybe people just threw him out the
like ID4.
Like ID4. They inhabit the planet.
Like Superman 3. Superman 3.
See, you have you been, ever been like on a boat, like in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah.
During the nighttime?
Yeah.
See, I think that's probably one of the scariest things because it's just surrounded by. I've never been there, but envisioning it in my own head, it seems like it's scary as hell.
Never in like choppy seas and like, nothing like that.
What do you mean? What do you mean never in choppy seas?
Not like, on what's that show? What's that show where they
Deadliest Catch?
Yeah, not like that.
What was choppy seas? What was that?
Not like choppy waters, man. Where
it's not good to be out in dark during choppy waters.
Hell no, it's not good to be out there anytime.
You're gonna die, right?
Saying it's like I went down to Florida in a boat one time for a week, and like when I was like 13 or something, and but the water was calm the whole time.
But do you see? But it's just pitch black around you, though, right? Pitch black and
I guess except for the stars and the moon.
I guess that's pretty romantic. But if you're all by yourself, it's scary, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
But you said it, man, the stars and the moon, that's romantic.
Damn it, did I tell you about when I went to the Geek Squad the other day?
No, man, you gotta tell me about this.
Is that Best Buy's
do we have enough time to tell a story?
Yeah.
Right. We always have enough time. If not, we just carry it on.
All right.
We just carry it on to the next episode.
Wait, so
we'll just chill.
Is that the Best Buy company?
We'll just chill to the next episode. Unless you want to save this to the next episode.
No, I'll just save it till next
time,
folks.
Let's save it to the next one. We'll just stay tuned for the next episode.
Another
James
incentive
continues.
Yeah, this is a very to listen next week.
And now we got to talk about something for this episode.
All right,
let's choose a random subject out of the bag.
Oh, talk about your computer breaking down.
No, this is probably exactly. Oh man,
that's all good.
No, I ruined it.
Just ruined the story now.
No, that's all. Yeah.
I didn't connect that because my brain is slow.
Yeah, next week, tune in. I'll be talking about.
Oh yeah. Talking about going like in outer space and aliens and stuff like that. On the way back from Pittsburgh, like when we were driving towards Pittsburgh, we started at 2 o'clock in the morning, right? And I never knew
from here.
Two thirty, 2 o'clock, whatever, to get there in time for the show at eight or nine o'clock.
Ten
or whatever, but you know, to load in.
That's a long ass drive.
To load in, you know, but So going that way, it got darker, right? I mean, no, it got lighter. So it's cool. I get to see the hills and stuff like that. On the way back, sir, it was dark, and it was like the scariest, not the scariest drive, but we're going like to places I've never seen before.
We took a back roads route.
We took the GPS, and we avoided the tolls, right? Yeah. So we were turning in neighborhoods. Turning in dark neighborhoods.
A lot of hills.
With a lot of hills. Was
any of them like ghetto?
Like I could not tell.
It's like
it
when you drive
already.
To like Huzzard, you know Huzzard's parents' house?
Yeah.
It's like that, but for like 3 hours.
But
creepy.
But yeah, but there were still creepier houses and stuff like that. And this is probably because I can't see how it looks like. But
basically just driving in black.
But like when I'm driving, so it's just like, all right, follow this road for 55 miles, right? And I'm just like, it's like twists and turns, and you realize, all right, we're going up in a hill. It's pitch black.
55 miles.
Yeah. So it's like not miles per hour, but you know, like the distance. Yeah. Let's do this. And it's like we're going uphill. You know what I mean? And like uphill back road, backhill roads.
Talking like a mountain.
We're like going up a mountain, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm. You know what I mean? It's all black, and I don't know what's around me. You know, so it's one of those things where you look to your left, and it can either be like the edge of the mountain, or like trees,
or the Cloverfield monster.
But when you know, it's one of those things where you look to your left and your right, and you don't know what's out there. But all of a sudden, what happens is I realize, oh crap! Now it's time. We reached the top. Now it's time to go down. And now, so we're going at a pretty steep incline, going downward, or decline, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, this is an ending. And it's going steeper and steeper and steeper as we go down. And I'm like, Carolyn, this is like a roller coaster ride, dude. It's just going straight
riding
down.
Riding the brakes all the way down?
No. I was just going to go down. It was like a roller coaster ride. And also you don't see what's to your left and your right. And then Carolyn's like, do you think this is where aliens get abducted? And then like we're just surrounded by darkness.
Aliens get abducted?
Or this is where aliens abduct people. And I'm looking around. I'm like, I think this is, man.
I think it is.
Because all you see is the stars.
What
and
happened
nothing.
Was there was like some weird sound in the car that was like, it was like this. It was like, and like,
it's like,
it was just like a 3 second thing. It was just like, and what? I was like, what the F? I was like, Joe, did you hear that? And then he was like, yeah. And then I was like, it sounds like an alien is in the back of our car.
It was a pretty interesting place, too, because
it was a little chirp.
Like 40 miles outside of Pittsburgh. I forget what it is, Route 70 or something like that. Carolyn all of a sudden sees a sign. Like, it was a dark, wasn't even lit by anything. And it says, like, Dean's Diner for a split second. And Carolyn's like, we gotta go there! We take a U-turn, and on the way back, we see like, wait, why are there's like strip clubs on the side of the highway?
Yeah,
like biker bars and stuff.
Yeah, and it's
there's,
like
Climax.
A place called Climax.
Climax, and then like the Beehive.
And the Beehive.
And then there's another place like in the Strip District of Pittsburgh City that was called Cheerleaders.
Yeah. But basically on the way, so we did a U-turn on the way back, we took another U-turn and found that Dean's Diner sign. And we took a photo of it. But then on the sign it said Dean's Diner, 12 miles. But we didn't know if it was 12 miles down the road or 12 miles towards where the sign is pointing, because it's,
I think it was
the direction,
the direction where the
sign was pointing leads into like the backwoods dark ass area.
It's like Porky's.
It was like
unlit, but then there was just like one residential house that you could see further back, but you were just like, what? It was like strange. We're just not used to that from Northern Virginia.
No, I mean, I'm used to it, but like seeing that directly on the road, it's like one of those things where you
see. We don't pass by that all the time. I mean,
I pass by that all the time, but like when you see that, and you're just like 12 miles, that's gonna lead to death, man.
It's like a place where you go to get murdered.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Exactly. I think that's one of the fun things I think that I found while driving on the highway was it really was at nighttime. It really is sort of like a scary highway, you know, because you see like broken down like hotels and stuff like that. And I thought that was pretty cool. You ever do that, man? You ever do that?
Never been out that way.
Never. Neither have I, man. I didn't even know it was so hilly. That place is pretty super hilly.
Is it?
Yeah, like really hilly. Like in Pittsburgh, They had like. Like even like in the city itself, the city of Pittsburgh was very like hilly.
Huh.
Never exactly been there before.
It's hilly, and then when you get to the city, there's like a ton of bridges. Bridges everywhere. All different types and all different colors.
Is that like in the western part of the state? Pittsburgh?
I have no idea. I just kept on driving. just follow the GPS. Do you have a GPS?
Yeah, I have one.
See, I think the GPS is so crucial now too, man, because now you just go pop in the car and you care less about anything. Just type in the address and you sit down.
Making
and
me spoiled too, man, because
yeah,
I can't do anything without it now.
Really?
Yeah.
You got like how detailed it's is like, your GPS?
Dude, it's like all this technology. Like even my computer, I didn't have a computer for like a month. And I was about to die.
Well, you know what it reminds me of in high school? I don't know about you guys, but like I was like never really great at math, but I always tried, but it just seemed to be like I just couldn't put any energy into math, you know? Anyway, so
TI-83?
This is what I'm getting at. Like, I relied 100%, 100%, 200% on my calculator. Like, I would get so addictive to just inputting everything on it that I would, like, literally, even if it was something stupid like 4 plus 3, I would do that.
I think for me now.
I would import it just to make sure it was right and everything.
Well, what's 4 plus 3?
That's weak.
7. 4 plus 4,
no,
8.
No, but, like, I would really do stuff like that just because I was so dependent on the calculator. I would do everything with the calculator.
See, I think these days I'm getting better at math because I have no calculator in front of me to do anything.
But the
and I don't feel like taking out my phone.
The best thing about that,
calculator
though,
on the phone.
It's like on the SATs, though, it's weird. Like on the SATs.
I don't know how that is.
I like actually did better on my math section than my English.
Yeah, so did I.
And I was like, what? And then like in the future, I guess I'm better at math than I thought I was, but I very much depend on calculator.
I used to like put all the formulas and stuff in there, and, like make a little programs or whatever.
Make those
and
games?
Then make the games with all the formulas and stuff for chemistry and, you know, and then, you know, when I go to take my test, I would just act like I'm using the calculator to do a problem. You know, because you know you're supposed to memorize all the
formulas
E
and
equals
stuff like
MC
that?
Squared and all that or whatever.
You can't memorize E equals MC squared.
Well, you know what I mean. Like they're more...
Was E equals MC squared, was that even anything? That was something.
That's physics. That's not chemistry.
I don't even know how to use that at all, man. Physics?
Who cares?
I took calculus because my mom made me. And like I had to do pass-fail because I was like barely making it.
Pass-fail.
That was the senior year. And it's like I already got into college.
Why
and
doesn't
stuff.
Everyone just do pass-fail then? Oh, they want the credits, right?
Because you can only take like... I don't know, a certain amount of credits or a certain amount of classes pass-fail, like 12 or something, right?
I don't know. That's the only one I had to take pass-fail because I didn't even want to take it. My mom wanted me to get like the higher level diploma or something. It's like I really didn't even need to take that class. I was already graduating, obviously, and like, you know, I was like, I'm like an AB student, so I was like, it's just that math, like that class wasn't really working for me.
Do you think there's a lot of people out there that need to have that school environment to feel like a person? You know what I'm talking about? Like once they leave school,
like nobody,
they're say what they're no nobody? They're nobodies. Yeah. Yeah, do you think there's a lot of people out there just like I need to go back to school so
they're
I can
called,
I love like, that school environment,
they're like lifetime students.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
Do you know anyone that's like that?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying that they're, you know, whatever, but that to me that
they don't know
maybe
how to
just
live
because
in
I don't
real
like
world.
Maybe because I don't like school in general, or maybe I just don't like people telling me what to do.
You know, I hate college students.
Yeah, yeah,
I've always hated college students, even when I was in college.
Tell me
I hate myself.
I don't know. That's why I used to like call the cops on people's parties and stuff. Remember that? Remember when I called the cops on that party?
I didn't know you hate. I didn't know you hate them. I thought we were just doing that because we're evil.
No, I legitimately dislike those people.
So who's the worst person for doing that? You for just not liking them, or me just doing it because
I'm not
funny?
A bad person, damn it.
I'm not a bad person either. I mean, I could be. I don't mind.
You just acknowledge that you were evil.
I don't mind being evil.
No, you didn't have anything to do with it, though. You were just there.
No, but I was instigating. Maybe it was my
fault. Oh, yeah. You were like, do it, man. Do it.
Is that even better? who's at fault? The person that does it or the person who's instigating who brings up the evil idea?
Well, it was my idea.
Hey, it's like, maybe it was my idea.
No, man. I was like, man, I should call the cops on that party. You were just like, do it, man. You were egging me on.
Just do it, motherfucker.
Fire.
I don't know.
I was drunk, so you could be right.
No, see, that's the thing. It's like, I wasn't drunk, so it might make me even like more.
No, you were driving.
Yeah, exactly. See, maybe that's the one thing is people are like, sometimes it takes people have to be drunk to do crazy things. But for me, yeah. I'm just like, just do it. I'm not drunk. Just do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make me a worse person?
You're the voice of reason.
Or irrational voice. The voice of irrational thought.
I think if you do have somebody to kind of like nudge you to be like, do it. It does like instigate, like you said, something.
I mean, nothing against people that drink, but sometimes when people have to drink to do something, I'm always like, I'll just do it anyway. Does that make me more crazy?
The weirdest thing is like people that.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing is like people that drink to sing karaoke, and I'm like, you really need to get drunk to sing karaoke.
Oh, yeah,
that's worse.
Yeah, you definitely need it.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know, man, because I don't need to get drunk to sing karaoke.
Well,
I'll just do it anyway.
Most people do.
But do you understand this thing where people like? When you ask people like, oh, do you sing? And they're like, oh, I just sing like in the shower. That's bullshit, man. You sing then.
Yeah.
They just don't want to do it in front of people.
Yeah.
I've heard some people that can't sing. So I'm like, all right, just keep singing in the shower. But
yeah, or sing in the car or whatever, practice, you know?
Yeah.
The window's up.
I think there's just a lot of people that are afraid. They need to get drunk so they can sing. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, James.
Remember you were telling me one time, you're like, man, I hate when like groups of girls get together and they start singing, but they're all like off key and they suck.
I don't like it when girls in general sing off key.
I don't think you like it in general when there's groups of girls.
Yeah, I don't like it when there's groups of girls. Like, that's just sort of like
giggling and carrying on.
Yeah. What was that? You called something like the sorority effect?
Yeah, I called
like
the sorority.
Many?
Oh, I hate sororities. I hate fraternities.
The sorority effect when like when you're from far away and you see like a group of girls and like one guy in the group's like, oh man, here comes a whole bunch of hot chicks. And then you get closer to them and they're all ugly and you're like, oh, sorority effect.
Do you remember?
Well, just because there's...
Just because there's multiples
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, just because you look at them from far away.
Chicks.
Yeah, you're like, there they are.
Oh my God. Come on, you can't deny it. The world who's listening cannot deny that. Well, when they've seen a whole bunch of group of girls and they hear them, and the first thing that they assume is like, oh my God, they're all hot. They're all grouped together. All I see is a whole bunch of like heels and legs. And then you get closer and they're all hideous. Sorority effect. That's what it is, dude.
You coined the term.
Preach on. And probably there'll be 1 out of 10 that's worth it. But no, they're all just like, ah, let's go to the bar and get fucked up. I watched those shit face last night. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah.
See, but like, do you think
sorority
that there are...
effect.
Do you think that there are guys that thinks that that is attractive?
Yeah. Fraternity.
Groups of them?
Fraternity fact.
Do you remember when we were...
losers.
Do you remember that when we were in
Atlantic City? Do you remember that club in Atlantic City at the... I forget which, Borgata or something.
Borgata.
Do you remember that that group of girls and guys and that all the guys were wearing Ed Hardy shirts?
They're wearing what?
Ed Hardy shirts.
What's that?
It's good that you don't know. It's actually good that Jeff Hardy shirt? No.
What?
No relation to Jeff Hardy. It's like he's an old-fashioned tattoo designer. You've probably seen
this
shirt.
We talked about this in another episode with Danny.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, those type of shirts. And then, like, the guys wear, like, the expensive jeans that cost, like, $100 or $200 that makes it, like, strategically ripped or, like, strategically dyed in certain areas or something.
That's stupid.
And then all the girls were, like, wearing, like, you know, sundresses and, like, short skirt. And they're just like, ah, tee-hee. And then, like, you know. when you see them from far away, you're like, oh, this whole mirage of, like, beautiful women and, like, trendy guys, I guess. And the guys all had, like, their spike hair with the gel. Anyway, so, like, you see it from far away, it's definitely a mirage. But I swear to you, we got close, you looked them in the face, didn't look good.
No, they don't.
Didn't look good. Especially the girls, to be honest with you, because it was, like, it's just, like, a pile of, like, pancake makeup.
Describe this pancake makeup.
Just
Like with syrup and butter?
Yeah, just like buttery and butterface.
Yeah. There you go, dude.
Butterface.
Butterface and
makeup. Butter on your face.
Yeah.
Pancake batter on your face. It's yeah. disgusting.
And then it's just
but then
like,
their voices are all
like,
high.
And then like their mascara was all like clunky, like chunky up. And it was just like...
Yeah.
Do you know
I've
the look?
That.
I don't know.
That.
It's just like...
I've seen that many times.
Like not all of them. Not all of them are like that, but a large majority. And then they had like the dyed blonde streaks and they're like...
Oh, damn it.
They're like, and then they're like...
Trying too hard.
They're like tan.
That's right,
like
trying
the
too
fake,
hard.
Like the fake tan to be like, oh, I'm out in the sun.
How do you know if it was a fake
like
tan?
Like it was
though?
Orange.
What I see...
It's like Hulk
it's
Hogan.
It's like Taz.
Like Taz. It's Hulk
Hogan. Yeah. So when I see somebody like that, I get so mad. Because you know
just,
that they're...
I just get angry.
You know that they're trying so hard to...
They want to belong, man.
I don't know. Are they doing that to be attractive or just to be cool or
both.
What?
But sometimes people just don't
it's
know any other way to act either, right?
You ever see those,
Cause
those Asian
insecure.
Girls?
I see Asian girls all the time.
No, the Asian girls that have like the Hogan-colored skin and the bleach blonde hair.
Yeah.
Have I?
Have you ever seen that?
Like Tia Tequila?
I don't know. That's so hideous to me.
It is hideous. Noige.
Asians. Talking about Asians again.
Talking about them Asians.
Speaking of Asians.
Those beach Asians.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, what
but
were we talking
also
about space?
You know, the Asians in really Asia, they actually try to dye they try to dye their skin white. But the Asians over here try to be blonde and like tan. <You know.
laughs> Well, it's America, damn it.
That's right. In America,
the women in India don't shave their armpits.
We always have to end on a note that disgusts me this, on every radio show. Now.
That should be the title of the show.
Every single episode feels like the end note has been something that has like
so
let's leave Joe with a disgusting thought before we end the show.
Oh, man.
That's a little taste
women,
for all of you to remember.
Hairy women. Nothing against you, hairy women. But I don't
know. Well,
yeah, there
were some girls at VCU that were all like artsy
too. I hope that's
gross.
Not artsy. Oh, well. We're going to leave you guys with that thought. Hairy women.
Hey, space. Space.
Space. Hairy women in space. Take that to bed. Take it to bed. Have a good
sweet
night.
Sweet dreams.
Have a good night, all right? Just have a good night.
Sweet dreams, y'all.
Hairy women, good night.
I'm the kind of human wreck, is that your love?
SPX!